Okay, good morning, children. How are you? Okay, are there any prayer requests? Okay, the brothers in South Dakota. And Mexico. Okay. Any more? Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer, yeah? Lord, we thank you for the day, Lord, for the morning that we can come together, Lord. Ask that you be with those around the world, Lord, the ones in South Dakota, Lord. Help them to be faithful. We ask that you be with the ones in Mexico, Lord. The ones all around the world, Lord. We ask that you guide us, Lord. Help us understand the way that we're to walk, Lord. We ask that you help us to be alive. In Jesus' name. Okay, so what was your assignment last week?
Imagination.
So who has verses with imagination? Does anybody have a verse with imagination? Okay, so let's stand up and we'll go ahead and give our verses, yeah? Okay, Roger, would you like to start first? You can just stand in front of everybody and give your verse.
God shows great strength, has shown great strength, and he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart.
Okay, very good. You can be seated. Okay, so I think this week we're in Psalms 11, right?
I hope so. That's one of the reading.
Okay, so the Lord a refuge and defense. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, to shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain snares. Fire and brimstone and burning wind will be the portion of their cup. The Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. Okay, are there any questions with that? In number 3, and verse 3, it says, If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jesus talked about a foundation. A man that built his house on a foundation. What kind of foundation? There was two men. What kind of foundation did the two men build their house on? Does anybody remember the story? Okay, stand up and say it loud.
The one man built his house on the rock, and the other man built his house on the sand.
Okay, the one man built his house on the rock, the other one built his house on the sand. What happened to the man who built his house on the sand? Stand up.
His house crashed down when it rained.
Okay, his house crashed down when it rained. What happened to the man who built his foundation on the rock?
His house stayed upright.
His house stayed upright. Okay, does anybody remember what the foundation was that Christ said that you built your house on?
A rock.
Okay, a rock. But what was the rock?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Okay, but one other thing he commands. What is his commandment? Or what does he say that is his foundation? Anybody?
His words.
His words. He said that if we keep his words, then we build our house on a rock. Yeah? Okay, any more questions with this? Okay. Okay, in 5 it says, The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. And the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Okay, so the Lord hates people who love violence, right? Okay, so your assignment for next week is you're going to find verses on what the Lord loves and what the Lord hates. When we're out preaching, all we hear is that we need to preach God's love. So, this week we're going to find verses on what the Lord hates and what the Lord loves. Are there any questions? No? Okay, you're dismissed.
Why do you want to call it? Why are you following the Lord?
Because it's the right way. It's what Jesus has showed us how to walk and do it the daily way. And so
why do you obey your parents? How do you know you're not brainwashed? People just look at the young people and say, "Oh, I feel sorry for you. You've just been brainwashed all your life." Ability. So you need to exercise that.